going to bring them.
Who was the Babaji with the lady?
The lady Babaji.
Lady was a household wife. Her husband was the vice principal of Lucknow University. But lady must have been initiated by any particular Babaji. Lady had no Mataji life. But ordinary, she was in the family life. Well, she was not much famous, but anyhow, she came to fame only through this action. Otherwise, she was unknown. My dad then an educated lady, but she lived in home with her husband, and the husband was the vice principal of the Lucknow University.
He's here.
Where is he?
Right here.
There. Huh? Yeah. Without chair.
I have a good view of your lotus feet from here.
No disciples here.
No disciples.
No disciples.
Yeah.
Then you are free.
Yes, I'm free.
Absolute position. No relative. Nirupadhi. Guru Maharaj told once. Guru Maharaj was in a canvas chair when I met him in Mayapur first. And that one of his disciples who supplied the money for the construction of the temple that was opened that year. He is sitting on the floor. Then one gentleman, that's modern Babu, is sitting on the floor, they'll give some a mat or something. Then Guru Maharaj told, the Madan Babu is Nirupadhi Vaishnava. And I am so padhiko. So I have got necessity of a chair. I thought Nirupadhi is higher. As much I was hearing their talk, the Nirupadhi is higher, Upadhi, that is lower. But how he says that I am Upadhiko and he is Nirupadhiko, what is the meaning? Nirupadhiko, Vaishnava. And Upadhiko, I have got Upadhi, I am an Acharya, I cannot take seat in the ordinary place. Some respectable position I must, I shall have to accept. I am a guru, they are Shishya, they are relative. But I am Krishna Das, no relative position here. Anywhere I may take my seat. See? Nirupadhi. No circumstantial necessity. Nirupadhi. And circumstantial necessity. Relative necessity. But, of course, this is Upadhi in the Nirupadhi realm, not in the mundane. They are also a respectable difference. So how do I heart? Heart, every Vaishnava thinks that I am the worst still. I am the meanest of the thing. Still, the hierarchy is there and they are to accept that. Others won't allow him to do on according to his sweet will. No, no. You must have such position. We can't allow you to come in our lair. Relative is not bad, relative here is bad. But there is also relative. But the difference that here, at heart we want superior position, but there they oppose. At heart, they want lower position to serve. That is the difference. Those that are living in connection with infinite, their conception will be such. Such seeking to the lowest position. That is right. I want to serve everyone. That should be the temperament. I am the servant, I shall serve everyone. Just opposite here, I am monarch of all I survey. I want to be a monarch of all I survey. The general tendency of a soul is here, like this. Want to be monarch. Everything will be under my command. There, sincerely the opposite. I want to serve all. That peculiarity is there. Service is so much appreciated, practically, not theoretically, not abstract. Service. By serving, we thrive. That is the sincere nature there. We thrive, we can thrive on by service. So as much as it may be extended, expansive, with so much benefit. Sincere hankering for that service, seva. Tadviddhi panipate na pari prasne na sevaya. Otherwise you cannot meet, you cannot come in contact with that higher substance. So, our Guru Maharaj led trust in the training of service, then counting the beads. The serving spirit is necessary in counting the bead also. It is universal. Sevanmukhi. Atasri Krishna Namadi Nubhavet Grajyam Indriyai Sevanmukhi Jivhado Sayav. The very key to spiritual life is to acquire the tendency to serve. That is in it, we must discover that serving which is found in the innermost part of our existence, that of service. And he will come of his own accord, to have a touch with you, then you can have him. The scientific explanation of the position is adhokshaja. Only you can come in contact with him when he desires it, otherwise not. And to invite him, to attract him to come to you, the only attitude is that of service. Whatever you do does not matter. Innumerable forms of devotion. There is mentioned thousands. Rupa Goswami has given summary 64. Then again in Bhagavatam we find Sravanam Kirtanam 9. Mahaprabhu again gave 5. And 1. Nam Sankirtan. But serving attitude, Srivanmukata, that must be present everywhere. As there is no connection with this transcendental, we will turn to atheist. Oh, I tried my best. Lives together I have tried to acquire, to get him in my fist, but I failed. Oh, that is all false. No God. mill, that philosopher's mill. Even the last moment he was of his death, he told, "No, I don't find any God. Oh, you priest, whatever you say, I can't find and put faith in God, any God." The philosopher mill, Hume, Mill, Locke, they are the old atheist class. And from Descartes, modern, we are told the father of modern philosophy is one Mr. Descartes. He started with this theory that a formula, I doubt, start with this. He challenged the atheist class. Oh, whatever you say, I doubt. I say there is God. You may say, I doubt. In gentle way, you may say that I doubt. Then the doubter must be there. That was starting point. Whether the doubter is there or not, you say. With this formula he started, this clause. They said there is no doubter. Then what I say, God is established. The doubter is there really, then at least he exists. And what is he? Now you come to argue that something is, and what will be the characteristic of that something which is. And this way he started, Descartes. He was told the father of modern philosophy. Then one came Berkeley, he was the extremist. Only idea, and nothing matters. You say, whatever you would state, it is only your idea. And you cannot know whether anything is existing or not, you can't know. Everything is idea. The chair, the house, the tree, all your idea. And nothing beyond. The extremist idealist, Berkeley. And the fight began. The Johnson was a very scientific linguist or something like Johnsonian style, big bombastic words he used. Johnsonian style. He had a discussion with Berkeley, and he could not defeat Berkeley. Whatever is, but this is idea, your idea, you exist, and whatever you state, this is your idea, not beyond that. So he was very much excited, and leaving Berkeley, he's going, I told. And he kicked a chair very excitedly. Here I have refuted Mr. Berkeley. With a kick, he broke a chair in his angry mood. And said, "Here I refuted Berkeley. The thing is there, it is broken." This way. Berkeley will come, "This is also your idea." Then came Kant. They took idealist as well as the materialist and effected some compromise, the German philosopher Kant. His critique was very much adored by the philosophers, German Kant. Then came Hegel. According to me, Hegel, he rises above. His philosophy is revolutionary. I read in a magazine several years ago that Hegel and Marx, they are contemporary. But Marx, he preached his philosophy. No students. And where Hegel was delivering lectures, not only class filled up, but even the streets, the students standing heard his lectures. Hegel had so much command in his time. And now the atheist, the stand up around the Marx. So Marx was before his time. He did not get in his lifetime any recognition. But after his death, he is being appreciated so much. They say like that. Hare Krishna, the wheels of nature. Satyajata dapar kodi, the joint effect of the karma of the soul, produces such condition, variegated condition. It comes of its own accord, the resultant of the karma, of the common jiva, produces some environment. So those that are inevitable, and they are to pass, this is also inevitable. Kali can't Satya cannot stand, Kali cannot stand. Here, this is evolving. Karma maya loka, priyaloka, buddhi maya loka, karma maya loka. These loka khiyata, karma maya loka khiyata. That has caused its dissipation. Karmanyarhumanānāṁ dukhavattai shukhāyaca pushit pākupipurkyāsaṁ mithuni jāgayāṁ. In our sober moment, we want to have a comfortable, easy life. We take to karma, labor. We should labor and earn something, and thereby we shall try to live a comfortable, easy life. Dukahattai sukhayaca, to get out of the misery, and sukhayaca, and to get some comfort. Generally, in our moral way, we take to sincere labor. Labor and living. Pashit pākupipad jāsaṁ mithuni kārinām nanām. Then for this purpose, they have a conjugal life. And then, finds in no time that whatever we are acquiring that is passing away. I am to make some extra labor, more and more. Whatever is acquired for my comfort, that is going away, vanishing. So no end. And not only that, a reaction coming from when? From the separation. From the separation, a reaction coming. And also giving pain to me. In this way, he finds that there cannot be peace in this mundane life. Karmanāṁ parināmitā tā virīñcā dhamangalaṁ bhāgavate. In a very commanding voice. Commanding voice, karmanāṁ parināmitā. Karmārjito lūko, what you can acquire by your labor, that is sure to perish. So, up to Brahmā, what of you? The master of the whole Brahmānda, who is in the relativity of the whole of the mortal world, the master of the mortal area, he is also Parmanāṁ Parinā, Āvirīñcā Dhamangalaṁ. He is also a prey to reaction, to misery. What about you? So don't go that far. Karmanang parinamita tabirinjada mangalam. Then comes Mahadev, independent of this material force. But that is not sufficient. That is just liberation stage, primary stage of liberation, that is not safe. That is tatastha shakti, the master of this material potency, not a safe position. You have to accept the position of a servant on the upper layer. And you can enter deep and deep into the serving area, you will be more and more safe. And don't think that service and labor here to acquire enjoyment are of same type, of same nature. That is pleasing and this is painful. Here to labor, here is painful. And there to labor, that is pleasing. This difference you have to experience, you have to know certainly, and when you get experience of that, then you are safe. You won't come here. Yadgatta no nivartanti taddhama param. If you can enter successfully into the land of incurring current, the current is going towards the center. Towards the center, and that is gentle, that is pure, not aggressive, but humiliating, and your life-giving, vitality-giving, and the fulfillment. At every step you will find you are making progress in the way of your fulfillment. Sarthakatinghi Vishnu. The real interest, the way of your real interest to approach towards the center, you will be able to know it for yourself, guarantee. Your experience will be your guarantee that you are passing in a way of pure fulfillment of your life. Yadgatta no nivartanti taddham paramam. It is paramam. It is very favorite. It is very pleasing. It is very friendly. You will be able to understand. Your own, it is sweet. Service is sweet, and enjoyment is enemy. Enjoyment is enemy, and the service is friend. And liberation from the enjoyment, that is uncertain position of Shiva, Shiva Loka. Three things we have to understand. And then everything has got its gross and light stages. Karma also, gross karma, tamagun, rajagun, sattagun. But it is, after all, exploitation. Sattagun also exploitation in this world. Vishuddha sattva, that is Vasudeva, that is Vaikuntha. In ordinary sattva means Rajastama, the mixed. That is here in my world. Higher sattva, sattva loka, mahavyama, and that. And the renunciation takes us to the marginal, uncertain position. Either we must come in contact with this current or that current. When we go that, we can enter the incurring current, center-carrying current, we are safe, we are healthy, we are in a hopeful position. This is the main thing. Sambandha Gyan. It will help our abhidhya, our practices of devotional activities in general. Whether I take Sankirtan, Mahaprabhu Sadhu Sangha, Naam Kirtan, Bhagavat Savan, Mathuravas, Srimurti Sraddhaya Acharan. Sadhana Sragam Sreshtai Panchanga, Krishna Prem Dite Pari Ihar Alpa Sangha. A slight connection of these sadhana can it can give you that divine love in a position to give you divine love. But sadhu sangha means sadhu seva, sadhu sangha. Naam kirtan means sevan mukh kirtan. Bhagavat sevan means sevan mukh. Adho varpita paschat kriyata. I am hearing harikatha, bhagavatam, whatever. Who will be the receiver? Who will get it? My master, not myself. What benefit I shall derive from the Bhagavat Sravan that will go to my master? I am not the party. My master is the party. I am his domestic animal like thing. He is fed and he labors, but the product goes to the master, the owner, and not the animal. So Sridhar Swami particularizes here. Adu Ripungsa Pita Vishnu Bhakti Chena Balokkhana. Adu Vapita Paschat Kriyeta. You must give a bond in your mind that whatever I shall acquire, that will go to my master. I am not the owner. I am not the party. With this attitude, if we can approach the Sravan, the Kirtan, and any other forms of devotion, then it will be devotion. Otherwise, it will be karma or gyan, anything else. So we must be particular here about the nature of our performance of devotional activities. Tatparattinu nirmalam. Devotee Narada also says in his definition about bhakti. Sadbhu upadhi vinir muktam. The upadhi means cover. There are so many covers. Atma is within. So many covers. This buddhi yoga, this mental, this vitality, so many, this body, so many covers. Kosh, anandamaya, annamaya kosh, pranamaya kosh, manamaya kosh, vijnanamaya kosh. The sadbhu padhi, it must be independent of all the covers of our self, present self. Vinirmuktam, tatparattina nirmalam. And the purity will depend as much as the tendency is uncontaminated by the interest of these covers. Not only that, tatparattina, it is how much it is dedicated to towards the center. Tat means center, Krishna, absolute. How much it is interested for that. So the purity of the action will be measured only by this criterion. Sarvopadhi vinir muktam tatparatrenu nirmalam hrishikena hrishikesa sivanam bhakti duttama. The pure devotion, its definition is such, tatparatrenu nirmalam hrishikena hrishikesa. Whatever outwardly you do by hands or do by eye or do by ear, by through any channel or by mind or by anything else you acquire. But it must be meant for the satisfaction of the center, not by any agency living in the cohort. Sadbhupadhi vinir muktam tatparatrena nirmala. This has been quoted when Rupa Goswami gave his definition. Anya vilasita sunnam karma jnana janavacam anukullena krishnanushilanam bhakti uttama. Krishnanushilanam, culture of Krishna. In any way, you contact with him and the culture. You speak about him, you hear about him, you do some service about him, whatever you do does not matter. But it must be anya vilasita sunnam. The fleeting desires that comes any time and every time, without rhyme, reason, or nyavila, then karma gyan. Karma is systematic, moral, God-touching activity, and the gyan which encourages us to be aloof, to be free from the material contact. Mortal material or mortal contact of the atmosphere, renunciation of everything undesirable. That is, these are all negative engagement. Krishnanushilam, but that must be independent of all these interests. All the no representation of the cover be maintained there, the heart there. Karma-jnana-dhanavitam. They are only kavha. Anukulleno-krishnanushilam. Then says there is another thing important and in the last. Try to withdraw from the camp of those who are set to oppose the pleasure in the opposition party, to satisfy Krishna, and for competition, some opposite camp is necessary to make the service more intense. To try to avoid the opposition camp. And to try to follow the direct service camp. Elimination is necessary there also. When to enter that Vaikuntha area, you have to eliminate all these things on the vilas karma gyan. And when you enter there also you be careful that you may not be arrayed in the opposition party, the direct service party, the direct current. Try to keep in that side. This warning also given by Rupa Goswami. Anukulleno, not pratikulleno. The Shishupal, Kamsa, they are also connected with Krishna Lila, but that is not desirable for us. We shall try to enter into the positive service party, not indirect, indirect camp. This is Shuddha Bhakti. Rupa Goswami gave us warning. In Bhagavatam it is generally mentioned that these kamat, gopa, Dresat, Bhayat Kamsa, Dresat, Chodya Dvayu Nipa. Any connection, accepting about Krishna, we can get out of this mundane world. It is true. But any connection, whether fear or jealousy, or general lust for him, enjoying Krishna, his rupa, etc., that can give you relief from this mundane world. But in the upper stage, there is consideration of good or bad from this. Just as to Kiranar Kupamo Jusha, it has been told in the scriptures many times that the demons killed by Krishna, they also get mukti. But that mukti and the mukti of a devotee is not one and the same. They comes to Brahmaloka, Kiranar Kupamo Jusha, Surya and his ray. This bhai, desh, kam, etc., in connection of Krishna, and when Krishna kills them, to be killed by Krishna, have some advantage. That up to Brahmaloka, no further. But his service takes us higher than that place. So, yat brahma krishna yo raikam kriyasekamata kiranarka pamojusha yad orinang yanantu pratam ekam iva uditam kothitam. Yad orinang means for the enemies, about the enemies. Nijananto, about their own devotees. Pratam ekam eva uditam. Their gain is almost one and the same. It is said in many places of Shastra. Come in any connection with Krishna and you will get salvation. That ekam eva uditam, just similar. It is roughly stated, but scrutinizingly, if you go to understand their gain, then you will find there is a great difference. One going to Brahmaloka, that Kiran, what is ray of the sun, another entering the domain of the sun. Kiranarka Pamogisha. In this way we have to adjust. So, anupulena krishnanu silanam bhakti ruttama, giving warning. Try to cite the positive line of service and not go to the other camp who are posted in the opposition party. This is your inner temperament will be such. Sri Unmukhata and this Anukul. That should be our guide always. We shall keep in mind. The straight way, not this party, that party, this subsidiary parties. The main party, the main road, straight we shall go. So try to go. Gaur hari. Hidai, Gaur hari, Gaur, Hidai, Gaur hari. Hidai, Gaur hari.
In Bhagavat, Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu.
Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu. Tam Bhagavata Sivaya, Bhagavat Tattva Gyanam Vigyanam
Bhagavat Yotama Sloke
Mukta Sangasya Jayati Naki.
Bhagavat Yotama Sloke
Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki.
So why does it say Praya?
nashta prai avadesu. That is when anartha, undesirable things within us, that will be almost finished. Nashta prai su, that almost finished. Then you will try to connect with this. After
then
that, nishtha, bhavati naishthiki, you will have, so you have to your position, form. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu, almost finished, the undesirable element in you, then you would try to fix you. Bhakti bhavati naishthiki. Adukshraddha tata sadhu sanga tata ana bhajana kriya anarthaniviti tatu nishtha. Nishtha means nairantarja. The continuation of Krishna consciousness on ten part by any other desire or conception. Always in Krishna consciousness. That is nishtha. Then the real ruchi or the real test will come, not before that. The continuance of Krishna consciousness, then ruchi. And before that, when other desires also are present in my mind, then ruchi for Krishna, that may be adulterated something, not reliable. But when the continuance of Krishna consciousness in you for 24 hours, then if you find any test for Krishna, that is genuine and reliable, ruchi. Atha shakti, then it will be more intensified and it will come in the stage of asakti. Asakti means if you suddenly it becomes little fit, you will be very feel uneasiness. Oh. A long time, I Krishna consciousness is absent in me. Asakti, tatu bhava. After that, the real contact and the bhava bhakti. And there is a regular description that when you attain to bhava bhakti, such symptoms and signs will be patent in you. You know the bhava bhakti. Asa Abandha Samutkana. What is the beginning? Yata Bhava Arjuna. Asa Abandha Samutkantha Namagani Sadaruchi Asaktistad Gunakkayane Pritistad Vasatistali Ittadayonu Bhava Su Jata Bhava Ankuri Jani. Hey, Jartikti Hai Kaviraj Goswami. বিনবকি পিতঙ্কু জাতিতে হয় প্রাকৃত খোহেদার খুব নাহি হয় কৃষ্ণ সম্বন্ধ বিনা কাল ব্যর্থ নাহি যায় মুক্তি মুক্তি সিদ্ধি বাঞ্ছা তারে নাহি ভায় যাদ ভাবান করে খুব প্রচন্ড হচ্ছে আশা বন্ধ সংস্কা নাম গানি অনেক ক্ষতি হয়ে যাচ্ছে ক্ষোভ হবে না রাম গানি সদা রুচি অনেক কেমন প্রতিষ্ঠিত বসতি অব্যর্থ কালত্ব বিরক্তির মানুষ অব্যর্থ কালত্ব বিরক্তির মানুষ খান্তির অব্যর্থ কালত্ব বিরক্তির মানুষ ফার্স্ট থিং ইজ খান্তি খান্তি মিন্স ক্ষমা Oh, there is a great loss to you. This is lost. Oh, it does not matter.